Drivers, the electronic logging device mandate is just around the corner. Let's turn to Gail Lovario with eRoad for more information. Hi, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Tell us about, we're going to just start with the basics here. Tell us about what an ELD is designed to do and why this 2017 mandate is so important.
Well, that's a good question. So the ELD mandate, the electronic logging device, or ELD, is technology that automatically tracks driving events and records a driver's record of duty status. So it's basically taking paper-based log book activity and making that into an automated process. And, you know, it's one of the most significant regulatory changes that we've had in years. For those that aren't already employing technology in their operations, I mean, we see a lot of trucking companies that do have logbook, automated logbooks in their trucks called automatic onboard recording devices. But for those that don't, it's going to require a pretty big change in behavior on both the driver's and the carrier's part. There's a couple upsides to that. You know, one is streamlined recording of your duty status, and the other one is basically reducing fatigue and thereby reducing crashes. So, I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but there's a lot of complex aspects around it.
In terms of the motor carriers, what should they be looking for, Gail, in an ELD provider?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, price is always a big one, especially for companies that are on a budget. You know, for the larger companies that already have technology across their entire operation, it may be a capital investment for an owner-operator or, you know, a smaller company. Price does matter. Data accessibility, what the drivers and the companies can see in the background and how they can manage that new technology for their drivers and for their operations. The reputation of the provider is really important. Is that provider going to be around a long time? Are they going to be able to keep up with changing technology? I mean, emerging technology is constantly in flux, and, you know, you want a provider that is just going to be there for you when you need it. And then lastly, and sometimes even more importantly, is the diversity of what that ELD provider offers. It could be a range of management tools in addition to electronic recording of the record of duty status. So there's a lot of considerations to be had when it comes to looking for an ELD provider.
Is the mandate, you think, a big challenge for the industry?
It really is. I mean, changing to technology can be definitely challenging, particularly for drivers who prefer paper and the feeling of control, believe it or not. Sometimes a driver might feel like they won't really be in control if they're not writing their own information down instead of having something weird record it. And for trucking companies, the adoption of newer, different technology in both large and small fleets is a big operational effort in terms of things like training your drivers, the driver's attitude around adoption or use, long-term use of that technology, and integration with other operational applications. I mean, the list goes on.
It seems like we've had a pretty good shift in trucking technology. So how do ELDs fit into all of that?
Well, there is a lot of trucking technology, and it is changing. And, you know, with safety and efficiency being the focus and at the forefront of a motor carrier's mind, equipping the drivers with additional tools, in, you know, on top of the required or regulatory requirements like an ELD, things like idle and speed reporting, location accuracy, and critical backup for events like crashes or keeping insurance premiums lower. Those are all big benefits. And so when somebody is looking for an ELD provider, they're going to have to be looking for that broader platform because it's the only way they can gain that operational efficiency.
So let's turn to your company, eRoad. For those that don't know, it's eRoad.com, eROAD.com. How does eRoad fit into all of this? How do you guys make drivers' life easier?
Well, you know, it's really funny. We had one customer the other day who said, well, we videotaped them for some things that we were doing from the marketing front. And when we were videoing him, he said he liked this because he couldn't always read his own handwriting. So we got a big kick out of that. That was pretty funny. But on a serious note, you know, sometimes companies pressure their drivers to do more with increasingly less time. So this really does allow drivers, in a in a big way, to not be pushed into unsafe situations, especially when they're fatigued.
Right.
It also provides, you know, less downtime at inspection stations. I mean, for example, if a driver through paper logbooks is forced or tends to falsify their logbook and they have some falsification within the previous 8 days of their logs, they're going to be put out of service at the way station or even roadside by one of the patrol officers on the freeway that will, they'll put them out for 10 hours. So, or, you know, as opposed to if they're simply over their time and they're not found to be over their hours at the time of inspection, but they're just over their hours in general, then it becomes really a violation only in most cases, which neither are very good, but one is better in terms of safety scores, both for the company and the driver than the other.
Yeah.
So not only are we looking at, you know, safety ratings of a company and a driver, but we're also looking at the amount of downtime that they might have.
You serve as EROAD's U.S. Vice President of Strategy and Marketing Development. For those who don't know EROAD, the name, the company, give us just a brief background on the company. How long you folks been around?
Well, so we've been around a long time in New Zealand. We're a publicly listed company on the New Zealand Stock Exchange. So our home office is in New Zealand. We've been in the U.S. for just over 2 years now, and we're what we call a fully integrated technology tolling and services provider. And what that means is that we provide road charging, compliance, and commercial services with the same platform that I was describing earlier to lower overall company costs, operational costs.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, we design and manufacture in-vehicle hardware. We operate secure payment portals and merchant gateways, especially in New Zealand and here in Oregon with the weight mile tax. And as I was mentioning, we offer web-based value-added services for a carrier's operation.
Yeah, and it's so real. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's really exciting. I mean, this is our new entree into the U.S., and we are primarily in the Northwest now. We're home-based here in Oregon because of the need for tax reporting in terms of weight mile tax, but we also do fuel tax reporting, and we operate in Washington and Idaho and California, and we do have trucks. In fact, when we did a visual for a presentation the other day, it was really cool. It was a moving map of where all of our customers were at any given time. And at that point in time, we had trucks in all 50 states, or actually all the continental United States. So it was really cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm watching this over the last 20 years as I have at this job, hosted this program, the whole electronic logs thing from the very beginning, and then to the talk about the mandate and to, you know, now here we are with the mandate just around the corner. It's just interesting to see it develop. Also interesting to see that a lot of drivers, just our anecdotal experience, but I think it's indicative of what the drivers feel, or the population of drivers out there feels overall. And that is, the more drivers that transition from paper logs to electronic logging, the more of them get very comfortable with it and then realize that the technology does indeed work for them. And so we hear that quite a bit. I've never heard a driver say to me, Gail, that, wow, I'd like to go back to paper logs. I've never heard a driver say that after switching over. They have been reluctant over the years. Again, it's been 20 years that I've been watching it, or, you know, I've been watching it basically through the entire conversation and how it's progressed and now to the mandate. But as they were switching over more and more, those drivers seem to be embracing this technology and using it to their advantage for all the reasons that you pointed out. And we want to point out again the website eroad.com, eroad.com. Gail, thank you so much for staying up late with us. We greatly appreciate this very important information. We hope we can do it again soon as we get closer to the mandate and as the mandate is implemented and beyond, to get caught up on the latest technology that EROAD provides the trucking industry.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for spending some time. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And if you ever want to hear any more, just let us know. We've got lots of information out there.
We'll do it. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Have a good night.
Red Eye Radio.